This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 11th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm night across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Haifa. Jerusalem is enjoying a comfortable evening, perfect for a walk. Meanwhile, Eilut remains mild as well. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier today that the IDF is preparing for an extended stay in Lebanon as Hezbollah regroups under a ceasefire. No pullback order has been issued, despite recent strikes in southern Lebanon. Also, the Jerusalem Post shared earlier this hour that northern Israel is slowly returning to life. Tourism is on the mend as the ceasefire with Hezbollah continues. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reports that Egypt accuses Netanyahu of considering military action in Gaza. This follows a rise in polls for Bennett and Eisenkot. Separately, the Times of Israel reports a short time ago that U.S. Democrat Ro Khanna says armed settlers detained him during a West Bank visit. He says men with rifles blocked his group's vehicles for over an hour. And finally, Ynet reports that four settlers were arrested after attacking journalists in the West Bank on Saturday. This incident happened in the area where Musalet was killed. Reaction has been swift on social media. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, posted just minutes ago that four settlers were arrested for attacking journalists in the West Bank. The confrontation occurred minutes after journalists arrived at the site where Musalet was killed. Also, the Times of Israel confirmed in a recent post that four settlers were detained for the alleged attack on a CNN crew in Sinjil. Ayal Yacobi commented just now, hinting at difficulties for what he calls the Candace cult. Let's go deeper, starting with the situation in Lebanon. Ynet reports that the IDF is not pulling back despite recent strikes. Defense officials are preparing for a potential long-term presence. The ongoing ceasefire with Hezbollah might be fragile, impacting security dynamics in the region. Turning to northern Israel, the Jerusalem Post notes that tourism is beginning to recover as calm returns. Businesses are welcoming visitors back, a hopeful sign for economic recovery in the area. Meanwhile, in Egypt, there are accusations against Prime Minister Netanyahu. Israel Hayom highlights a report that suggests possible military action in Gaza. This comes amid shifts in political support, which could influence regional politics. Separately, U.S. lawmaker Ro Khanna's experience in the West Bank raises safety concerns. The Times of Israel details his detention by settlers, an incident that underscores tensions in the area. This could affect diplomatic relations and international perceptions. Finally, the arrest of settlers after the attack on journalists draws attention. This follows the death of Musalet and highlights ongoing volatility in the West Bank. Such events impact media freedom and security for reporters in conflict zones. Turning to business and markets. First, SeaTac reports that ExxonMobil is considering entering Israel's offshore gas exploration sector. This move could bring significant investment into the country's energy industry. Separately, Globes has learned that Azrieli is selling a stake in its data centers unit, Green Mountain. The company is seeking a partner for a €1 billion investment, highlighting growth in the tech infrastructure sector. And finally, Walla Business reports a sharp drop in Menorah stock. This follows the freezing of accounts related to a corruption scandal within the Histadrut, affecting investor confidence. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.